Manuscript Releases, Volume 14, Numbers 1081 to 1135. MR, Number 1128. W. C. White and Healthful Living. Written February 15, 1874, from Santa Rosa, California, to my dear Clarence, Willie. I will write you a few lines this evening by lamplight. I have been some troubled in regard to your health. How is it, my son? Do you have physical exercise? This is very important that some burden should come on your physical strength as well as on your mental. We do not want you to come out a dyspeptic. You cannot live too plainly when you are studying so constantly. Your father and I have dropped milk, cream, butter, sugar, and meat entirely since we came to California. We are far clearer in mind and far better in body. We live very plainly. We cannot write unless we do live simply. Your father bought meat once for May while she was sick, but not a penny have we expended on meat since. We have the most excellent fruit of all kinds. Do you want we should send you some figs? How is your clothing? Let us know just how you are feeling. And is your clothing well taken care of? Are you happy? We want you to write as often as you can, for we are so anxious to hear from you. Father thinks sometimes that he ought not to have come to California but remained in Battle Creek. Do you think so? You know what fears we have had in regard to his stay in Battle Creek. If all were well with Father, I would rather be in Battle Creek than in any other place. But the multiplicity of cares and burdens that devolve upon him there, I think, would soon use him up. Father has been rather down for a few days. Dyspepsia has quite a firm hold on him. But as soon as we can get out and ride and not be so confined, I think he will improve. Sister Hall is well. Also, the children are good and doing well. They are easily managed and the happiest and heartiest children of any that I am acquainted with. I am feeling quite well. My eyes are nearly well. They do not show any inflammation, but there is a pain in them, an inability to keep them open. There seems to be a stiffness in the lid. I hope you will be of good courage in the Lord. Be true to duty. Be true to God. Let your light shine. Be cheerful in God, for He has done all things well for you. May the peace of God abide in your heart and be of good cheer. Don't be discouraged at anything. Let the praise of God be upon your lips constantly. Ellen G. White Estate, Washington, D.C., April 11th, 1985. Entire letter.